大家好，我是 Azan England Jack. Hello everybody and welcome to another Morning English podcast. Today I'm joined by
Juan. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家来到今天的早安英文。Okay, Jack, I know that recently you have been learning the Chinese idioms, right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. 成语, isn't it?
Yeah, 成语, yes. And there is one I got for you.
Okay, go on.
It's called 一心一意。
一心一意。
Do you know that?
One something, one...
Yeah.
Heart, one heart.
One heart and one, like, 一 means thought.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so it means that you treat others like...girlfriend or somebody、yeah. like wholeheartedly.
Oh, okay, I like that. 一心一意.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that in English there are a lot of idioms、related to some numbers, right?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's very true. There is hundreds related to numbers, I think. I mean, yeah, how about we talk about, I think I'll talk about 7 or 8 today. I think 8. 8's a lucky number.
Okay.
Go with
okay.
that one.
All right, okay. I think they're really difficult because...It's really hard to get, because sometimes they mean like metaphorically.
Yeah, I mean, they can be a little bit tricky to understand sometimes,、mm-hmm. but it's, you know, it's like 一心一意 Once you understand,、
yeah.
you know, what it's meant to convey,、
mm-hmm.
it's pretty easy.
Okay, 所以要理解才能够比较好的记忆 Okay. 那如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包请微信搜索关注早安英文回复福利两个字就可以看到啦
Alright, let's start with zero Let's go with zero
Okay, zero
Yeah,
零
So we've got 0 hour
Zero hour
Yeah, so this is often when you're talking about the most important、time、
mm-hmm.
Most important event、
mm-hmm.
So maybe...The army would say, we're going to attack at 0 hour. This time is the most important time.
Oh, so this means the most important time, 最重要的时刻, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought that the 0 hour means like midnight something.
Yeah, I think I thought that as well once before it was explained to me. So you're not alone there. I thought it was as well.
Okay.、Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on from number zero,、
mm-hmm.
number one.、
Mm-hmm.
So we can、number、say...Go one better. Go one better.
Go one better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this means if you did something, you know, good,、
mm-hmm.
you could do it again, but、mm-hmm. you could do it better than、
oh.
good. You could do it excellent.
Oh, so it means 更上一层楼 like
更上一层楼
Yeah, it means you go like a level higher.
Yeah, yeah, just to go a level higher. So、
yeah.
go one better.
Mm-hmm.So I can say that my English is good and I want to go one better next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,、
okay.
you can say that.
And、
mm-hmm. Number two, can think of two peas in a pod.
Oh, two peas in a pod.
Yeah, so、mm-hmm. this can be used to describe either people who are very similar、
uh-huh.
or people who really, really get along. 真的很好朋友 you know, really close.
Ah, really close、yeah. to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.、
Mm-hmm. So peas here means 豆子 right?
豆子、
嗯、uh-huh, and pod means 豆荚 so
豆
荚 it means that you look like、一个豆荚里的两个豆子 so、嗯、they're really like similar
yeah you're really close you're like cozy with each other、
mm-hmm.
you know, basically just、
like、twins
yeah kind of yeah
okay
right number three I'm just trying to think、oh, the third degree is、mm-hmm. one I can think of this
the third degree
yeah this is、mm-hmm. a little bit of a strange one becauseI've not used it too much, but I've often heard it said. I think it means to, like, the most、
mm-hmm.
of something.
The most of something.
Yeah, so if maybe you were doing something wrong all the time、
mm.
and your, I don't know, your dad maybe was telling you off for it, you know, angry at you,、
mm-hmm.
you'd say, why do you have to give me the third degree all the time?、
Oh.
So why do you have to be so...angry,
harsh?
So harsh, you know,、
oh,
the most angry, the most harsh you could be.、
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't always have to be angry, but it could be a lot of things, you know, the third degree, the most of something.、
Mm-hmm.
A little bit tricky, that one.
I heard that it has something to do with the Freemason.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know, to be honest. this is one of those ones that I don't actually know where it came from. Just,、you know, you hear it.
Yeah, I hear it. It's called, like,、in the Freemason, because、
yeah.
there are, like, 3 degrees. And in order to get into the highest level,、
yeah.
you'll have to go through a lot of, like, check, or you're going to be asked a lot of questions.、
Oh.
So you have to try really hard.、
Yeah.
And, like a kind of, like, the third degree is kind of like an interrogation.
Wow, all right.、Mm-hmm. Oh, I learned something there today. You teach me something.
Yeah, according to Urban Dictionary.
Well, I'll trust them on that because I honestly have no idea where it's from. So yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Right, number four. What、mm-hmm. have we got for number four?、down on all fours.
Down on all fours.
Yeah, so、mm-hmm. this is an easy one. There's no hidden meaning with this one.、Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have two arms,、mm-hmm. two legs.、Mm-hmm. If we go down onto the floor...、Mm-hmm.We look like an animal with、yeah. four legs. So we're 、yes. on all fours.
Yeah, so that's like a dog or a cat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, limbs, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.、
Mm-hmm. So you're 在地上爬 on、mm. all fours.
On、okay. all fours. So、mm-hmm. you could say the grandfather got onto the... the grandfather got on all fours to play with his grandson. You know, he got、mm-hmm. down onto the floor.
Mm-hmm. 所以这个爷爷在地上爬着跟他的小孩孙子在那玩。Mm-hmm.
Okay, number five, we'll go with take five.
Take five?
Yeah, so take five is something you say when you want somebody to take a break.
Ah,、oh, take five means、yeah. take a break. Yeah, 休息一下
I don't know, 给你五分钟
give you 5 minutes yeah, to take
you,
a break.
Give you 5 minutes. Take five.
Oh, okay.、Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice and easy, that one.、Mm-hmm. Number six.、Mm-hmm. Let me think, that's a difficult one. Okay, here's one that does six and seven at once.、Mm-hmm. So this is called...Sixes and sevens.
Oh, sixes and sevens.
Sixes and sevens, yeah. So this means that you're all confused、mm-hmm. and all over the place. You know, if somebody says she was all sixes and sevens,、mm. it means that she's flustered, she's confused,、mm. she's...
很迷茫
Yeah, doesn't know what's
doesn't
going
know
on.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. basically.
So sixes and sevens, they have to be in plural form.
Yes, it has to be sixes and
sevens. Okay,、yeah. so how can I use this sentence?
You could say, I was all sixes and sevens、mm-hmm. when I couldn't find my phone.
Ah, 我找不到我手机的时候我就很焦虑很迷茫 Okay.
Yeah, yeah.、Mm-hmm. So nice, easy one there.、Mm-hmm. Number eight,、mm-hmm. considering we did six and seven, you can say...Behind the eight ball.
Oh, behind the eight ball.、Mm. 在八号球的后面。
Yeah, when you're playing snooker or pool,、mm-hmm. like、if you get behind
打桌球的时候
get behind the eight ball, you're in trouble. So、oh. it's usually、an awkward situation.、
Mm-hmm. So you are like in losing position. 快输了。
Yeah. Yeah, so you could say, I'm really behind the eight ball at work.、Mm-hmm. I have so much to do and so little time.
啊，我现在工作上真的是处于一个非常不利的位置，有很多事情要做，然后我又没有时间。嗯哼。
Okay, now the last one. I knew we were going to do eight, but we'll add in this extra one.、Mm-hmm. So this is on cloud nine.
On cloud nine.
Yeah, so、mm-hmm. this is like the most brilliant pleasure, awesome experience,、mm. you know, so...
开心开心极了。
Yeah, if maybe...just trying to think, you won the lottery, so you won, you know,、oh, millions and millions of
中了一百万
RMB. You,、mm-hmm. you would be on cloud nine. You would、be like in heaven, you know?
Oh, so cloud nine is like the highest cloud, probably.
Yeah, 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 like the highest cloud, you know, above everybody else because you're so happy.
Okay, so on cloud nine.、Yeah. Cloud nine.、Mm-hmm.
So an example sentence would be, I was on cloud nine after hearing the good news.
Oh, 在听完了这个好消息之后我真的已经开心到飞起来了。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. So we've gone 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think that'll、yeah. do for now. There's 10 in there.
There's 10. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, guys. 我是 Jack.
我是何欢.
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye. 再见.
再见.